On this episode, we are taking a look at the latest trends in video advertising as we wind down 2023 and enter the holiday season. Thank you for pressing play on episode 60 of Eye on Digital Marketing, presented by More Visibility. If you would like more digital marketing tips into your inbox, you can visit our site, morevisibility.com, and sign up for our digital marketing newsletter. Get the latest industry trends, point of views, and opinions from our expert team. You can also follow us on social media at More Visibility, one word. Okay, let's get into it. Today we're talking about the latest trends in video advertising, and we are here gearing up for the holiday season, so everybody's marketing strategy should be set, about to kind of kick it up a notch here as we enter November, which always is a very high traffic month leading into Thanksgiving and Christmas, of course, in the States. And video advertising is going to be a piece of your digital marketing pie. And it's a very important piece. It's something that's always evolving. It's something that we've talked about on previous podcasts. And before we dive into some of the latest trends, I think it's very important to note that there are a lot more creators nowadays, especially on a platform like YouTube, which we'll talk a lot about today. But there's a lot of competition, and that's a good thing, and that can also be a challenging thing, right? And when I say there's a lot more creators than there were a couple years ago, 5 years ago, definitely 10 years ago, what I mean by that is there's a lot of people who are creating content and are learning how to turn that into a revenue stream, into a business. So when I talk about video trends and video advertising, yes, we're talking about the videos that you are creating, but a big portion of that has always been influencer marketing as well. So this market has a lot more faces and a lot of creators out there that are willing to create very good content for specific audiences that you're trying to reach. Now, that is going to create a lot of competition, right? So there's only so much time in a day that a user can be watching videos and video advertisements. There's only so many things that a platform like an Instagram, a YouTube, or even a Facebook can show a user at one time. So, you know, as the competition grows and gets greater, it becomes even more important for you to make sure that your strategy is flexible, but also look at the data, know the trends, and keep evolving when it comes to video. So what is hot right now? What are the trends as we head into November, the holiday season, and round out 2023 when it comes to video advertising? One of the biggest trends that struck me was when I looked at the data of the average time American teenagers are spending on video platforms. We've talked in the past about Snapchat, we've talked heavily about TikTok, and I think that is instinctively where everyone goes. But listen to these stats, okay? For American teenagers, we're talking age 13 to 17, 59% use Snapchat, 62% Instagram, 67% TikTok, and 95% of them are watching videos on YouTube. So YouTube is still cool, right? You can still create videos and have YouTube as your number one driver for advertising and still reach that audience. I think a lot of people, when they're trying to hit that audience, hit that market, if that's, you know, your audience, they immediately start thinking about TikTok and Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook, which I wouldn't ignore. But the second trend I'm going to talk about is even, I think, another layer on top of that. So don't forget that if that's your market, teenagers, young adults, YouTube is still a very, very good option. If not, should be your number one option according to data. And the second layer of that, the second trend that I'm reading a lot, which is YouTube is still cool. YouTube is actually so cool now that the numbers for how long people are watching videos and advertisements is increasing. I remember getting on here saying, you better be able to create videos that are really, really short from your topic or your idea, which can be a very challenging part of creating effective video advertisements, right? And I'm not saying that that is not a piece of the puzzle anymore, because if you're on YouTube, you know the power of shorts, which can be 15 seconds, 30 seconds, you know, even 45 seconds, so you still have to create those. But listen to the data that Google and TikTok is reporting. Videos 1 to 60 seconds long used to have the most views, but the growth rates for videos 61 to 180 seconds is, quote, showing positive growth in views. So it's almost like a shift in balance here. And I think that's very important to note, because if YouTube, for example, is your number one platform, I think you have much more of a foundation to upload a video that's longer than a minute. And according to the data, users are now okay with that, which was the big thing, is don't create a two-minute video if no one's going to watch 2 minutes of it, right? So I thought that was so interesting when I read that small little sentence there that has so much impact. So again, it very much depends on your market, what you're advertising, and of course the topic of your videos. Are they informational? Are they comedic? Is it someone speaking, narrating? You know, there could be so many things. But the fact is number one, the younger demographic is on YouTube, and number two, when it comes to YouTube and the length of users watching it, it's increasing. That's great. That's great, because they're definitely still going to watch the shorter videos, right? You can't go that way. If anything, if you're going to throw one out, users are always, I think, going to be less patient and choose to watch, you know, give me the information quick, choose to watch something short. So the fact that videos 61 to 180 seconds long are showing positive growth as reported by Google and TikTok, that's a very, very good sign. So keep that in mind. If you have a video maybe that you put in the vault that's not in rotation, maybe it's a good time to test it. Maybe this is a good year to test it. And if you were thinking about making some, then I would say, you know, keep an eye out for updates when quarterly data reports come out. But this is a very recent post from a couple months ago. So I would say that this is very good information to go off of according to what's going on right now. So very, very positive things in terms of video length. The next trend is music. Music is very, very important in your video advertising. You can use it in so many different ways. And the thing that I love best about music in video advertisements is when we talk about keep up with what's trending, right? And what's going on in terms of different songs or clips of songs becoming very, very trendy and popular for a challenge or a certain type of video. The reason that I like that so much is usually trends are very, very forward thinking. But when it comes to music trending, there is no discrimination in time. And what I mean by that is I've seen music trending, for example, you know, just to throw a few artists out there, there may be a Taylor Swift song or music selection that is trending that if an older audience, an older generation saw that advertisement, there would be, no resignation, no correlation, because it's not that the song's not good, but they don't necessarily listen to Taylor Swift, or they didn't grow up listening to Taylor Swift. But then the same audience, a younger audience, can get turned on to a clip from a Billy Joel song because it maybe is sped up a little bit, right, and done in a creative way, and all of a sudden, the older generation is scrolling through social media, and that song they recognize, and they're introduced to a trend that they would not have been introduced to otherwise. So the reason I say to keep up with music trends is not to be informed necessarily about what the most popular music is today. It's really to be informed about what song did they use now for something creative. And that song could be from any generation. And any generation, and it could fit your brand in any way. I was on Instagram recently, and I'm a big coffee connoisseur, if you will, and I love rock music. And I saw an advertisement for a coffee company. There was no narration. It was just up close, cool video shots of their product and a couple drinking the coffee with a Metallica song. I was sold. I didn't need to hear anything else, right? But if that same advertisement came across my feed, and, you know, just to use Taylor Swift as another example here, I probably would have just skipped through, right? So it has to resonate with you. So keep up with trends, again, not to necessarily know what's hot today. That's important in some cases, but it's really to know what's being used to catch people's attention right now. The caveat to that is never jeopardize or put your brand at risk for bad reputation management from choosing a trend that's not your brand, right? If there's a song or a trend going around and it just doesn't fit your brand, it doesn't fit your audience, don't use it. You don't need to create social videos just to get likes, just to get seen. Make sure that whatever trend and whatever music selection you're choosing fits your brand and gets across your point, right? Sometimes that music can even be in the background if you have narration or someone speaking in the video. But nevertheless, don't ever do anything just because it's popular. Make sure that it really fits your message, fits your brand, and then if it so happens to be popular on top of that, then you have a winner. Now, which category of videos does only music work the best, meaning there's no narration in your video, you just choose a song, a selection of music? Absolutely, e-commerce and home appliances. If you think about some of your favorite fashion brands, whether it be, you know, that Armani suit, right, the Gucci slippers, maybe it's a nice purse, luxury watch. These are companies that can create video advertisements and just hook you in with a song that you know, or a song that's suspenseful, and just give you great shots of the product or great shots of people wearing the product, right? And that will sell itself. Same thing with home appliances, which I was a little surprised to think about in the same light, but it's true. I think the best example is the air fryer I have in my kitchen. I saw from an advertisement, and nobody was talking about how to use the air fryer, how great it is. It literally was a good shot of the product in a kitchen with a catchy song. And I was like, I could see that in my kitchen. I'll figure out how it works later, right? But I could see that air fryer in my kitchen, and there it sits today. So if you want to create videos that only have music, it's not exclusive to those categories, but especially if you have an e-commerce store, a fashion brand, you're in charge of a strategy around those categories, then I think you have a little bit, you can be a little bit more liberal in testing out videos that just have the music in them. And the last trend I want to mention is X, or formerly Twitter. I know a lot of us still use the word Twitter. It's going to take a while. But don't forget about the platform X when it comes to running video advertising, posting videos, testing out videos. While the number of accounts that have posted videos frequently has seemingly decreased since Elon Musk has taken over the company, the amount of views per video has increased. So Elon is very tight, if you will, about giving out data about X. But if I were to conclude anything from that, it's just that the videos are more engaging and or the audience is willing to watch them. So I don't know how high X is on a lot of companies and marketing teams' video strategy lists, but I would recommend it. If the viewer, you know, per video, if the viewership is up per video, why not? I don't think you have anything to lose by testing out videos on X. In fact, you might gain a few more sales and certainly help spread the word. So I hope that was helpful. Just some down and dirty quick tips here about what we're seeing in terms of video advertising. We're helping a lot of clients with their strategy as we speak. We're helping a lot of clients implement their strategy and manage it when it comes to video advertising. So don't forget YouTube should be high on your list, if not number one. Don't forget that people are watching longer videos more often. That's great. Don't forget about the platform X if you're testing out videos or you have a list of platforms that you're going to run video advertisements in. And don't forget that if you are advertising to a younger audience, it's okay to be YouTube dominant. It's okay to use Snapchat and TikTok as your number two or number three if you think that the data shows and supports that your videos are being watched and they have high engagement, because the data is showing that that demographic certainly is watching YouTube. Don't forget, again, if you would like more tips about digital marketing trends from our experts, you can sign up for our newsletter. Or if you think you need help with your video strategy or any part of your digital strategy, shoot us over an email, info@morevisibility.com, and we'll be happy to talk further about how we can help. Stay tuned for the next episode, 61.